morning, A-Town. You know who it is. This is Streets Morning. Take over right here on Streets 94.5. It's a Monday morning, y'all. I ain't mad. I'm glad we got a chance to see another one. Hey, second date update. Who's on the line this morning?
It's Big J.
Big J.
Big J, what's up, boy?
Good morning.
What's going on, Jock?
Hey, now, how you doing, fam?
All right, so look, I've been dealing with this female named Katrina, man, a little bad female. I'm talking about everything I want in a woman, right? And, you know, we have been kicking it for a minute. And one day I went to pick her up. You know, I met the kids and everything. And we went out on a date. Date was real cool. Player, I took her to a real player spot. I always go pick her up. You know, I'm a gentleman. I try to make sure I do everything the right way. And, you know, we went out. I brung her back home. And it's like, ever since that night, I just ain't been hearing from her no more. I've been hitting her up. She ain't been hitting me back. I text her. She don't text back. She leave me on red. And like, I'm just trying to figure out what's going on.
Now, BJ, how big are you?
I'm big, player. But I'm big? A big player. You dig what I'm saying?
So you don't think that came into consideration none with her not answering the phone?
Don't be fat shaming, shawty. Don't do that. Listen.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Like, we going to move forward,
like
okay,
I'm
Big J?
I'm 5'6". Can you say the same, shawty? All right.
Y'all crazy. Listen, we want to get Catrice on the phone to see what's really going on. We're not going to jump to conclusions just yet. Let's just hear what she says, all right?
Yeah, because I got to hear this.
So, Big J, don't say nothing, though, bro, no matter what she says.
Nothing.
Right, hey, we in February right now. I got the phone on mute.
All right, bet. We're going to get on the line now, so get ready.
So what does eighth grade have to do with anything? I don't even get it.
You remember, like, back in the day, you called somebody on three-way to prove a point. You tell them, don't say nothing, put them on.
Oh, yeah, same that thing tricky stuff. Oh, I feel like are we childish?
Sweet.
No.
I think she liking it. It just ain't no space for
her. Hello?
Hey, good morning. I speak with Catrice, please.
Speaking. Who's this?
Hey, Catrice, good morning. It's a Monday. This Young Jock, Mo Quick and Shout It. Streets Morning Takeover. Right here on Streets 94.
What's up, my phone?
Okay, you know we have a morning show, the Streets Morning Takeover, and we got a segment on the show called Second Date Update.
Are you familiar?
No, I'm not too familiar with it.
Okay, so this dude called us up, and he was like, hey, man, I was dating this girl named Catrice, man. I miss her. I ain't heard from her since our last date. So usually what we try to find out is what happened on the date.
Right.
So there's a gentleman by the name of Big J that says he really, really misses you. And he's just trying to get to the bottom. You won't answer his call.
Oh, no, Big J did not call y'all phone.
Oh, but he did. Yeah, so he did. Why aren't you answering the calls that he's giving to your girl?
Nah, to be honest, like, it's Monday. I'm really trying to start the week right. And I really don't even want to talk about it. Like, Big J really got nerves. Like, I really have him. Seriously.
Damn.
Like,
it was that bad?
Yeah, it's really bad. Like, I honestly don't even want to get into it.
Well, like, I mean, honestly, if you just let us know, we can tell him.
Do you have any kids?
I have one son. His name's Egypt.
So how would you feel like if your child is the guy who you were dating, who you were pursuing, you found out they were talking ill will of your child? Wouldn't that make you stop talking to the guy?
Girl, what happened? Can you just tell us?
One day, I'm just kicking it at the house cleaning. So just to get the kids out the way, I gave them my phone. And so I guess the phone was about to die, so they were giving me the phone back. And so I plugged the phone up into the charger. And so then a video, like, was playing, and it was Big J. You know, it's social media these days. Children are so high-tech. I'm not sure who recorded who, but I know what I heard. And what I heard was him disrespecting my style, and I'm not going for it.
So like, how? Do you still have that recording?
I do. Yes, I do.
Could we hear it, possibly?
Yeah, I got it. Hold on.
Hello? What's going on, boy? That man over here at Tree's house, man. Well, you know she got the son with the cleft lip, little white cleft over there.
Are you serious?
Oh, man, that's so ugly.
Ooh.
Real cleftomaniac. That's why mouth on Waffle House just stay open. It'll never close. Well, yeah, well, what you got going on today, man? I bet I'm going to pull up on you in the shoe then.
That's not funny.
Are you serious? He did not say. Okay, so what did you do when you heard this video?
I was trying not to go to damn jail because that's just so disrespectful. It's like, one, my feelings are hurt. I feel disrespected. I feel stupid. I feel so crazy because I saw the video literally after our date. What type of grown man disrespects a kid with a medical disorder? Like, that's lame. No.
Catrice, baby, I am so sorry that you suffered so much. And I hate to be the one to tell you this. We actually do have Big J on the line with us. He's heard everything. I'm sorry. We didn't know. Big J, baby, either hang up or say something.
Big J.
Trees.
Boy, go to hell. Why are you calling the radio station?
I'm trying to tell you exactly what.
I hope you got a child and they come out with a disfiguration and somebody laugh at them.
But you ain't even letting me talk, baby. It wasn't even me that was saying it. It was my partner that was saying on the phone. I was repeating it. And when I pulled up on my chest, I'm at it. Like, it wasn't even like that. Like,
no, we heard your voice.
You ain't hear the other side of the conversation. That's what was going on.
You need to be ashamed of yourself, Big J. I got to be honest with you. No, I wasn't there. No, that's not my child. But, baby, if that was my son, not only would I have answered that phone call, I would have told you to meet me somewhere.
That's why I don't play the radio. I was the victim at first, and now look at
you. But you called a man Wycliffe. Can you explain calling that woman's child Wycliffe?
I mean, I was one. It wasn't me calling him Wycliffe. I was wondering why he got a Cliff
Nah, bro. Hold on for a second, y'all. Okay, we apologize because we kind of caught up in the ignorance of Big J right now. This woman really was digging you. She had you around the kids.
Yeah.
Now, imagine y'all done went out, had a good time. She done let you into her world, and you on the phone talking about her kids. You can only imagine how she feel, bro. So.
And then you on the phone not being childish. Like, you don't get it. You're not empathetic. You're not sympathetic. You're a little boy. You're not who I thought you were.
Hold on. Okay, well, look, then. Let me be a grown man and apologize, please.
No, I don't want to talk to you, bro.
Real talk, yo, man. Can she at least get a real apology, man? Like, you are being a little childish now.
Listen, Catrice, I want you to know I sincerely apologize. And, you know, if given the chance, I will accept you and your children with no jokes and any further going. But even if not, I just want you to know I apologize, sweetheart. It was wrong on my behalf.
You can take that apology and shove it up your ass, huh?
Well, I sure could shove it in your son's mouth.
Hey, hang him up, because he said.
Yeah, hang him up. We're not doing this with him, not this morning.
Hey, Tom, call us up, man, 443-520-945. Talk about this second date update. Hey, man, you going to hell, Big J, with gasoline draws on. I swear for God on everything, boy. I'm sorry, Catrice. It's not a laughing matter. Y'all keep where y'all got it. No more in the streets. Streets 94.5.